Does the Stairway to Heaven lead to the Bronx? We're going to find out. We are headed to New York today as the Spitter Podcast rolls on through. This will be our fifth game as the Yankees are hosting. What are the Yankees hosting today?
Marlins, maybe.
I forget.
Oh no, it's Margarita. I don't know.
I don't know. We're hosting. I don't know. We've had a couple days and we're a little groggy and we're driving down the road and doing a podcast. I am not holding the phone, by the way. It's a hands-free podcast for me. Thanks for joining us on the Spitter.com podcast. Last night was Nationals and Diamondbacks, and we walked in the park. Well, why were we late getting to the ballpark, Andrew?
Why do I have to be the one to say this?
What did Daddy end up having to do in order just to do anything yesterday? How did the hour before the game transpire?
We had to get back and get a rental car.
We go to the airport. No, we go to the train station in Washington, D.C., because it says there's a budget rental car there. So we go, and is there a budget rental car where the budget rental car is supposed to be?
No.
Is there an Avis where the Avis is supposed to be?
No.
Finally, it turns out that there is a ramp down the parking garage, and the budget is located somewhere where no one can see it. Great. So I've been on the phone with the budget lady for like 20 minutes. Finally get down to the budget counter, walk up. I'm like, yes, I'm right here. I found the place. And the lady inside the booth says, hang up. I'm like, what? It's like, hang up. Whatever they're telling you we have, we don't have. I'm like, well, she just told me that we have a car. It's available. She's like, we don't have it. Great. So she loads us up with a car. It's like $40 more than the other car the lady on the phone was going to give us. So I think that's called bait and switch, but I don't know. Anyway, we get a car, and then we're like, okay, we're just going to take it. We'll just find a parking garage. We'll just park on the street. We'll just do whatever, and then we'll go to the game.
There is no such thing.
Why is there no such thing, Andrew?
Because all of them weren't 24 hours.
Yes. From the hours of 4 o'clock to 6:30, you cannot park on the street in the city of Washington, D.C., because it's all mass transit. So as little mass transit, which is to say none, as they have to the airport, it's all in Washington, D.C. And so if you are parked on the street, you get a big fat ticket. So they're like, okay, great. We'll just find a parking garage. We'll park there overnight. We'll leave in the morning. Yeah. 35 minutes later, we finally just decide to just
give it to the valet and they'll just take it.
Yeah. So we take it to the valet, drop it off, and then we took the bus and the subway to the game. Finally got our tickets. By the way, the ticket people at the stadiums have been great because the MLB app
absolutely hates us.
You have to make sure that the email you use when you buy the tickets is the email that's signed up with your MLB app because it will not accept an alternative email. The neat thing is we have actual printed tickets, which I thought had gone the way of the dodo bird. For you kids out there, that's a bird that used to exist and now doesn't.
I know what a dodo bird is.
Well, yeah, because you're awesome and you're like related to me. So you know all kinds of crap that most kids don't know. So
yeah, and I know stuff I don't want to know about journalism.
See, words hurt, Andrew. Words hurt deeply. Anyway, so we get to the game, we walk in, and it's already 2-0 Arizona. The Corbin Carroll show was in full effect. Now, Carroll, I think, started off the year hitting 186, but as of yesterday was hitting 268. He's been on a tear. How did he do? How did he look yesterday?
Let me just find it real.
I'll tell you. He looked fast. He looked really, really fast.
No!
He had a triple and a – well, he had a triple and a single that he turned into a double. The right fielder didn't help matters much because he bobbled the ball in the right field. You don't bobble the ball against Corbin Carroll because if you do, he will take an extra 90 feet. The corner infielders, Andrew, your thoughts. Did that look like a good way for a fielder, such a young fielder such as yourself, to learn how to play the positions?
No.
How many ground balls by Jock Peterson went under the first baseman?
Every single one of them.
Dose. Dose is the correct response. Yes. There was a step. And then
what is this, a game show?
And then sort of a drop to like a push-up position, I believe, as you described it. And then a slow falling to the ground.
It's like he caught himself and then he's like, oh, I need to fall on the ground. Then he just... Boom.
At third, I think we had Senzel. And then at first, we had Meneses. So the defense, the corner infielder defense looked poor. The second baseman, whose name I forget.
Rosario.
Skillet netted at least three balls. He recovered to get outs, but he failed to turn a double play on one of them. And then hitting-wise, how did the Nationals look?
I see only two hits so far and a walk.
So, in other words, terrible. Ciccone looked great for Arizona. Arizona just looked like a better team. I guess the Nationals had won, I think, six straight home games before this one. But right now, as the song says, yeah, there's no tomorrow as far as the playoff goes for the Nationals if they're going to look like that for the rest of the year. Most importantly, oh, hey, we got awesome tickets using the Game Time app. I logged in before the game. I didn't purchase the tickets. We walked up to the booth. They said, okay, hey, the tickets you want are $90, even though they were $54 on every ticket website. Like, $90? What? So went to Game Time, got them for like $54 or $46 or something. The fees are a little high, but we got great seats. And we ended up being in some sort of box seat thing, which had what going for it?
Free food for kids.
Free food for kids? What?
Yes, you get a free hot dog, bag of chips, and a water. Except I got three hot dogs because they weren't counting how many times I went there.
Hey, oh, and you know what? And hot dogs, the jumbo hot dogs, $4. $4. And the
hamburger's 14, by the way.
Yeah, so yeah, if you want a hamburger, you got to pay through the nose. But a hot dog, $4. And as good as the Citi Field hot dogs were, this was equally good, and they were as big as the Camden dogs. So yeah, the hot dog right now, the Nationals lead in the hot dog race, and I don't see how anybody's going to beat them. Speaking of races, what did you think about the giant president head race?
Seemed kind of relevant because we were in Washington D.C., but also kind of dumb because they just kept whamming each other with big metal chairs.
There, I believe, is a wrestling thing coming to or in Washington, D.C. So I think that was like half promotion. So the wrestlers were out there. They were the reasons why the mascots were getting hit with folding chairs. Because there's a I don't know, NWA or WWE or whatever event coming up. So we talked about Boston a little bit. Camden had a pretty good party going on out front, but you made mention of the Nationals and just like the businesses around and kind of the vibe outside the park. All of the restaurants, there's like a whole street full of tables and people enjoying themselves after the game. You know what I really noticed after the game? How many people were just slow to leave the park. People were just enjoying being there, even though the Diamondbacks had just crushed them 5-0. Really, they really dug it. So, so how was the mass transit experience leaving the park, Andrew?
How do I phrase this? How about...
So let me ask you a different question. What does the first baseman for the Nationals and the MTA have in common?
They are very slow.
The MTA had both Green Line trains delayed. So one of them got stuck, and then the other one got stuck behind the first one. So we had at least, I counted 50 rows and 13 columns of people sitting in a hot, sweltering subway station in Washington, D.C. And I looked at Andrew, and I said, you know what? I think we're just going to find another way. So, We ended up on a scooter. Andrew likes scooters.
Yes. Except we lost stuff.
We have now lost not one, but two baseball hats.
And both of them are Boston.
Yeah, the first one was the cool green Fenway hat, which I had in a bag with some oranges, and the car charger that I bought. Where did that bag go, Andrew?
The trash.
So my revenge last night was after Andrew had thrown his Boston, Fenway, New York rivalry series hat on top of my head as we were riding the scooter. The hat ended up somewhere the way of the dodo bird, and so now we are now down two hats. So we bought a ticket to a baseball game that we did not attend, and now we have lost like $70 worth of hats. Other than that, though, I think it must be like being so close to the nation's capital that we are now so fiscally irresponsible.
You think it would be the exact opposite?
Your vote on the hot dog.
The best one out of them all. And I still think Citi Field is probably the worst one.
Yeah, it could have just had something to do with like the lemonade you had or the... You were chewing down on like blue raspberry vibes, as I recall, like right before the game. So that might have soiled your palate because they were both like beef Angus hot dogs.
Yeah, but the city ones was a stinking pencil.
True. And this one, though, you had to go get a second one, though, before you're like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good. So.
Yeah, well, it was good, but I still just wanted to get a pizza.
Yeah, I had no pizza. Pizzas weren't free, so. Anyway, anything you want to add about how did the Diamondbacks look?
Haven't we already said this?
Not really.
They looked hot, ready. They just completely destroyed them. Okay. Similarities to Parks. No offense to Citi Field, but this is basically your twin, but in red and white. There is almost no differences between Citi Field and this field.
See, I think it kind of depends on where you sit, because we were, the music's gone away now, and we got somebody talking in the background. That's distracting. So did you notice how I just softly faded it down? We were sitting down the third base line, and because we were sitting down the third base line, when we looked around, all we really could see were giant monitors. So that was kind of weird, and it was sort of distracting. There's giant monitors everywhere, of course, but... This time we were sitting up behind home plate on the second deck, and so we had a great shot of the city out through the left center field area. And then the seats for the Phillies game was down the first baseline, and it had a similar view, the Phillies Orioles game in Camden. And I guess at Camden they had removed part of a wall. And so the two stadiums, I thought, were virtually identical, but you could see out into the city around Nationals Park. They have built it up so much, according to the people that have gone there, there's nothing out there. And now because of the park, it's just industry has come in, businesses, shops, hotels, et cetera, and totally built the place up. So that was awesome. Oh, the city, by the way, Washington, D.C. was 10 times cleaner than Baltimore. So that was...
Like, I think we only ran into, like, five pieces of trash while we were there.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. If I never smell marijuana again, it'll be too soon. In both cities, there's an ample opportunity to be offended by that odor. But Washington, D.C. wasn't as bad. And we saw, man, tell about the monuments. What was your favorite part about the sightseeing part?
Going into the Capitol?
Yeah, went to the Capitol. We didn't expect to get a tour. We saw statues. We saw the Jefferson Memorial. Saw the Lincoln Memorial. We saw almost every site that you could see. Somehow we missed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. I blame a scooter. It's a long story. I won't bore you with it. But so anyway, so tonight we are headed to Yankee Stadium. We're going to see Manhattan before we do. And then we'll give you our final report from the road tomorrow on the Spitter podcast. And we want to thank you for joining us and going on our journey with us. He's Andrew Moffitt. I'm Bob Moffitt. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.